There we go. These students and their advisors are just a very small group that will be descending, I guess it is, at next November for your annual conference for?
We have a state conference April 13th.
Okay, all right. I'm thinking ahead. I like that conference. It's Ocean City, right? Yeah. Anyway, they'll be having their annual conference. They compete at the state level and at the national level, and Maryland students are very successful in their student organizations. They have developed tremendous leadership skills and are ready to go out and make Maryland proud. So thank you for being here today. I hope you noticed the signs as you came in of some of our programs, the Teacher Academy program, Project Lead the Way. We're very, very excited to have all of them here and our CTE division. And I see Dr. Jilly and her staff, Marquita Friday, and Dr. Jennifer Griffin. So we're glad to have all of you today. And also, Chuck, do you want to say a few words since you are the head of all of the student organizations?
Yes, thank you. So this is our state officer team for Skills USA. Skills USA is one of four student organizations that we have in Maryland.
This is Chuck Wallace, by the way.
Would you mind sitting at the table just so we can get you on microphone?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have, as of this morning, we have 5,236 kids that are members of Skills USA. There are about 11,000 students that are in student organizations. This is one of four that we offer in Maryland. And this is our state officer team. And I really wanted, if I could, just a minute for the officers to introduce themselves and just tell you what programs they're in and what schools they attend. You'll see the diversity here.
Okay.
Haley, why don't you start?
Just right here.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Haley Brennan. I'm a senior at Delaney High School, and I'm in the HVAC program as well as the engineering program.
Good morning. My name is Brittany Guy. I'm a senior at Center of Applied Technology South, and I'm in the Academy of Health Professions program.
Hi, I'm Geraldine Ramos. I'm a senior at the Dr. James A. Forrest Career and Technology Center in Peoria County, and I'm in the Academy of Health Professions.
Hello, I'm Charles Kirks. I'm a junior at the Dr. James A. Forrest Center in St. Louis County, and I'm in aviation.
Good morning. My name is Paul Taylor. I'm here at Western Tech in Catonsville, and I'm in the computer science program.
Hi, I'm Charlie Trady. I'm a senior at Sellers Point Technical High School, and I'm in the diesel mechanics program.
Good morning. I'm a senior. I'm Neelis. I'm a senior at Eastern Technical High School, and I'm in the Academy of Health Professions program.
Hello, I'm Caden Massey, and I'm from Western Tech. I'm a junior, and I'm in the Interactive Media Production program.
Thank you all very, very much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So, the governor has actually named this month National Career and Technology Education Month. So if you don't mind, let me just read the proclamation in special recognition of our guests. Whereas profound economic workforce development and technological changes in our society are rapidly impacting the structure and nature of work, thereby placing increased responsibility on our education system to prepare students for careers in STEM fields. And whereas career and technology education promotes college and career-ready standards by providing high school students with options to earn college credit and valid industry certifications, ensuring a smooth transition to further post-secondary education and training programs, thus creating a strong school-to-career connection that is the backbone of a strong, well-educated workforce. And whereas preparation for Maryland students to be college and career-ready demands the ever-increasing cooperation of educators, school counselors, post-secondary faculty and advisors, workforce development professionals, and business and industry representatives to prepare youth and adults for career fields that are forecasted to experience the largest, fastest growth in the next decade. Whereas CTE offers individuals lifelong opportunities to learn and apply new skills, which provide them with career choices and potential satisfaction, fostering productivity in business and industry, and contributing to America's leadership in international marketplace. Whereas CTE gives students opportunities to develop 20th century skills in demand for employment in the global economy, thus improving the quality of their education and giving all students leadership opportunities in their fields and communities. And lastly, whereas February 2017 has been designated Career and Technology Education Month by the Association for Career and Technology Education and the Maryland State Department of Education. Therefore, I, Lawrence J. Hogan, Governor of the State of Maryland, do hereby proclaim February 1 through 28, 2018 as National Career and Technology Education Month in Maryland, and do commend this observation to all of our citizens. Fantastic. All right, thank you, everyone.
Congratulations, thank you.
Okay, next up, we have a couple guests from the Maryland Association of Boards of Education. I'd like to recognize Nancy Reynolds from the Harford County Board of Education, if you're here. Hi there, thanks for joining us. We have Philip Rice from Dorchester County Board of Education. Welcome, thank you so much. And a friend and former colleague of our great member, Dr. Harding's, Wayne Ridnour from Washington County. I know you wanna say a couple words.
Yeah, I just wanted to introduce my friend Wayne. He is a four times elected to the Washington County Board of Education, a retired history teacher in Washington County, basketball coach, coach of the 1985 state championship baseball team in Maryland, and okay. Importantly to me, his wife has been a Latin teacher in public schools for over 40 years. So Wayne's been a great friend to me, and he's on the board now at MABE, and it's just great to see him here. So welcome, Wayne.
Sorry, having some technical issues. We'll be back to that in a second. Dr. Salmon, are there superintendents in attendance?
Yes, we do. Dr. Patricia Salins, would you please stand? Dr. Salins is the superintendent in Caroline County. Welcome.
Thanks so much for being here. Okay, I've been alerted that we're having some video technological problems and that our team just needs to reboot. We wanna make sure we have video and audio of everything that happens here. So we can just take a couple minutes break while they do that before we get into the official business for which we actually need some recordings. So stay tuned, just give us a couple minutes. Good.